Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Wonderful to be back post-Pesach. I'd like to talk today about mistakes, owning up to mistakes, admitting mistakes, acknowledging errors that one makes. It's a very difficult thing to do. We all make mistakes. We're not infallible. We're human beings. We're not malachim. The challenge, however, is after we make a mistake, are we willing to admit it, to acknowledge it, to fess up and to own up to a mistake we made? But the bigger we are, the more important we are, the more mature and adult we become, the harder it is to admit a mistake. However, the greater you are, the more willing you are to admit a mistake. The Mishnah says in Maseches Avos, Perek Chamishi, a chacham, a wise person, is defined by being mode al ha'emes, admitting, acknowledging, owning up to an error. However, an uncultivated person, a goyim, is unwilling to admit a mistake, is not willing, and is not mature enough to admit a mistake. However, the challenge becomes even greater as you become a leader, a parent, a leader in a community, an individual who is responsible for others and then makes a mistake and then errs. That becomes very difficult to admit to. And thus we find many leaders who cover up their mistakes, unwilling to acknowledge, to admit, to share, and to publicly shame themselves, saying that they made an error. But in Parsha Shmini, we see just that. The greatest of all Jewish leaders, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, admits and acknowledges a mistake that he made to all of Klal Yisrael when he may not even have had to, as I will explain momentarily. Vayihi Bayom HaShmini, it was the great day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the eighth day, Shmini L'Miluim, the Mishkan was assembled and disassembled for 7 days, beginning Chaf Gimel Adar. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was finally erected in the second year since Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And on that day, the Torah tells us, the Pasuk says, Vesoyer hachatas dorash dorash Moshe. Regarding the Sir hachatas, Moshe inquired. And Rashi explains, what did Moshe require about? Shtei drishos. He asked Aaron two questions. Mipnei ma nisrav zeh, umipnei ma nechlu elu. Rashi, quoting the Gemara Maseches Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph, explains the following incident which occurred on that very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the second year, let's say, Bnei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, the day that the Mishkan was erected. There were three special karbanos that were to have been brought that day. The first was the Soyer Chatos of Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The second was the Soyer Chatos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, the head, the chief of Shevet Yehuda, who was offering a special korban that day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the first day that the Mishkan was erected. And finally, the third korban was the korban of Chatos L'Miluim that had to be brought on that special day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. However, on that very day, a tragedy occurred that marred the Simcha. It was the death of Nadav and Avihu, as described and articulated in Parsha Shmini. They brought an Esh Zar, and their death marred the Simcha of the day. And of course, that created an aninus, a state of meso muta lefanav. Aaron HaKohen was in a state of aninus. He wasn't able to perform the mitzvos. He was in a state of aninus, just like an onen is prohibited to do many mitzvos. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam lo achalti Oni mimenu, and onin is osur b'achilas korbanos. And thus Rashi explains, based upon the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron, how could it be that you didn't eat the korbanos? It's true you're an onin, but today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan is erected. You're permitted to eat all three of the seirim, the seir chatos of Rosh Chodesh, the seir chatos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, the special chatos lemiluim that's being offered that day. You are able and permitted and absolutely appropriate to eat. It's true you're an onen. Vesoyer achatos dorash dorash. Moshe asks Aaron, why did you burn the soyer achatos of Rosh Chodesh, and why did you eat the other two karbanos? Aaron HaKohen returns and responds to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, maybe, my dear brother, you made a mistake. Maybe when you heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm permitted to eat of the karbanos, the special karbanos of today, Rosh Chodesh, that's only the karbanos that are kot sheishah, the soyer achatos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, the Soyer Chatos of the Miluim, but not the Soyer Lidoros, the Kachay Doros, the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh, that I'm prohibited to eat. And Aaron explained in this dialogue between the two of them some level of Torah Shebaal Peh that was taking place, that it was permitted for him to eat only those two karbanos and not the other karban. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to Aaron and he says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Be'enav. Moshe heard Aaron's objection, Vayitav Be'enav, and he was satisfied with what it was that Aaron said. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, Vayita Be'enav? What does it mean that Aaron convinced Moshe Rabbeinu that he was satisfied with his remarks? And the Medrash commenting on this pasuk says that Moshe Hotzi Kruz, Moshe said out an announcement in all Klal Yisrael, Ta'isi, I made a mistake, V'lo Boshti, I'm not embarrassed to say, Aaron Achi Limeit Osi, Aaron, my brother, taught me. And Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Musa explains that here it could be that Moshe had the right to the ability, the wherewithal not to admit his mistake. Here it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Klal Yisrael. Maybe it's going to create a question in the Mesoris of Klal Yisrael. If Aaron is correct and Moshe makes a mistake, Moshe could have covered it up and could have explained differently. But instead, Moshe is willing to admit a mistake, teaching all of us. And for Dorei Doros, that admitting a mistake is the sign of a leader, is a sign of a chacham, is a sign of maturity, because it's impossible to get everything right. It's impossible to always do correctly. But acknowledging, admitting an error, admitting a mistake is a sign of wisdom, that I know who I am, I know what I can do, I know I make errors, but it's a sign that I'm able to appreciate when somebody else has something else to say and is correct, and I too can make a mistake. Thus, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us in this week's Parsha. Ta'isi, I made a mistake, v'lo bo, she wasn't embarrassed to say so. Aaron, achi, limed osi, Aaron, my brother, corrected me. And we too have to consider, contemplate, and think about mistakes that we make and be willing to own up and to acknowledge we're not perfect, we're not malachim. We do make mistakes, we do err. And we need to fess up to them, to admit them. And yes, it's harder and more challenging the greater we come, the more important we are, the older we are, and especially when somebody younger or not as wise or not as bright or not as intelligent corrects us. But it's the sign of greatness. A Talmud is able to be Nachkim, his Rebbe, mi Talmida Yoser Mikulam. And that is an ability to admit a mistake when somebody younger, smaller, not as wise is able to correct you and be willing to say, Modala Emes, I admit that I erred. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, and that's who Moshe Rabbeinu was, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Rabban Shel Klal Kalal Yisrael. But it doesn't end there. Earlier in Sefer Bereishis, Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, also is willing to admit an error, an incredibly embarrassing error, when he says that his daughter-in-law Tamar, who is admitted to committing a form of harlotry, Yehuda says that she must be burnt, Totsiyai Lavatisar, she must be burnt, a chiyuv, an absolute situation where she's forced into a position where she will be chayav misa. And quietly and secretly, Tamar sends a message to Yehuda saying, maybe, maybe, in very unsilent words, you are the one responsible. The person who holds these chosmos and psilim, the person whose signets these are, that's the person who I had relationships with. And of course, that's her father-in-law, Yehuda. And Yehuda doesn't cover it up. He doesn't secretly hide. He doesn't run away. He doesn't put the blame on somebody else. He doesn't protect her. But he admits his guilt and says, Tzod kamimeni, she is correct. Although I have punished her, although I have said that she's deserving of the death penalty, I am the one who has sinned with her. Tzod kamimeni, she's correct. I admit the mistake. And it's for that reason that many explain that we, Klal Yisrael, are called Yehudim, Jews, Yehuda, because Yehuda was the one who admitted his mistake. He was a mod ala emes. And that we, too, as Klal Yisrael, one of the critical components, one of the basic elements of being a Jew is just this. A chacham is mod ala emes. We're Yehuda, we're Yehudim, we're moda. We admit mistakes that we made. Yehuda did it. Moshe did it. We too are no greater than them. They were the greatest leaders, the Yehudas and the Moshes of the world. We too have to be willing to acknowledge, to admit mistakes that we make as well. But it's not just Yehuda, and it's not just Moshe, but Gdolei Yisrael have also, at times, admitted mistakes that they have made. There's stories about the greatest Rosh Hashiva Rabbanu who have made errors in the middle of a shir, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, at very important and critical lectures that were giving so famously, Rabbi Chaim Brisker when he was auditioning to be Rosh Hashiva in Voloshin. And many questioned his ability because his derech halimut, his style of teaching, was drastically different and was veering from the classical Derech Alimud of the yeshivas of Lithuania and of the classical style of Limud HaTorah. And Rav Chaim was giving a shiur and he gave a fantastic, extraordinary explanation of a very difficult Rambam. And in the middle of shiur, he caught himself and said that his approach was in confrontation and a stira to a Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos that probably nobody knew. And in front of everybody, he said, I made a mistake. I'm unable to continue this year. What I'm saying doesn't fit. It doesn't shtim. It doesn't jive with the Shitas HaRambam in the Parish of Mishnayos. And at that point, even those who challenged Reb Chaim's ability to stand as Rosh Yeshiva said, this is the man who we want because he's a Chacham. He's a Modal MS. And if somebody is willing to admit a mistake that not even people would have been aware of, that's the man for the job. That's the Rosh Yeshiva. That's the leader. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Yehuda. That's the Reb Chaim. Thus, Gedol Yisrael are willing to know and to teach and to admit an error. And we too have to learn from them what it means to make a mistake, how we make mistakes. It's an impossibility not to make an error. And we have to be willing to acknowledge it. And not to think that acknowledging an error is a sign of tipshus, of stupidity, of a low-level error. But adarab, it's a sign of chachma. It's a sign of wisdom. It's a sign of maturity. That I know myself. I know who I am. I can learn from others, from equals, from people greater than me, from even from people smaller than me. And thus, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's lesson to us in Parsha Shmini. That's Yehuda's lesson to us in Parsha Vayeshev. And that's something that we have to consider, contemplate, and think about always. Hearing other people, listening to people different than us. And even when we do make an error, when we do make a mistake, being willing to be Mode al HaMS, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Great to be back. Looking forward to reconnecting. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.